Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, one of these nights and about 12 o'clock, this old world's gonna reel and rock. Saints, they all tremble and cry for pain, for the Lord's gonna come in his heaven airplane.
before the Pope may be in Rome.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How are you? Hello. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hi, we haven't ended the show yet. I'm going to see if I can take any callers. Can anybody call? Hopefully I get somebody in. Hi, can I help you? Unseen Realms.
Hi, this is Mike.
Oh, thank goodness. I called out, called back in again. Hi, Mike. I'm so glad to hear from you.
Yes. I had called earlier and, I heard the unmuted and then I heard your voice once, but then, it was just kind of a cluster.
I'm so sorry. I wasn't.
Fine.
People have been calling in all night, and I haven't been able to get any calls. I guess the angels just wanted me to get through this. So I thought, last ditch effort, we're going to jump out and jump back in again and see what, you know. Anyway, how can I help you tonight, Mike?
Well, I've started a new job, and it's a restaurant. So it's a brand new location, and some training. I've done some training shifts at a different location, and management, we have orientation on Tuesday, and then management feels the final approval for the building will be on Friday, and then possibly open, you know, a couple days after that. And I just kind of wanted to get your sense on that feeling of, because there have been a couple delays already, obviously.
Okay. Can I have your name?
Mike.
Mike, and can I have your do you own the restaurant?
No. This is just a job to, you know, pay the day-to-day bills while I'm working on something else.
Okay. All right. Can I ask what you're working on?
Yeah. Well, a business partner and I are launching a new venture that involves my aspect of it will be sales. I'll probably be running most of it because he's very successful in a couple other things. And it's technology based.
All right. Okay. Cool. So you want to know how this thing's going to go with the restaurant? Hold on. You know what? I'm going to pull out the Lenormand cards and see what I can find here about it because they give me my best sense of what's going on. All right.
Okay.
Here we go. Yeah, I'm already hearing that you're going to love this job.
Okay.
Seems like you're gonna have a good time here. I mean, that's what I'm getting a lot right now. The senses, I'm getting a very light sense to it. All right, hold on. Let me see what we have. So you want to know timing, if it's going to roll, or what's your question?
Yeah. So their schedule, you know, the final approval for the building through health department and all that kind of stuff is supposed to be at the end of this week, and there's already been a couple delays. So I just kind of want to see what you feel around that. If in fact it's going to be positive, or is there going to be maybe another delay or two?
Okay, one, two, three, four. It looks positive. I mean, everything. It looks like luck. It looks like you know, you might have one. You might have one delay. You might have one, just one more. But after that, I see an alliance, and this might be with the job, the contract you're working on with the other person. This tower is next, so that's not a delay. The tower is, yes, it's going to be structured. There's going to be communication. You know, there's a letter. There's the boat, which means job, and there's the four-leaf clover. So this thing's going to run smoothly. I mean, this is really a nice reading for you. The ring is a contract. The tower is structure. The letter is you're going to get a letter in the mail. After that, the boat is work. And four-leaf clover, you can't ask for anything more.
Right.
I mean, you know, I kind of feel something little coming up. But it kind of seems like it was in the past because it's on my left-hand side. So it seems like it's going to be really smooth, clear sailing for you in the future.
Oh, good. And I like the aspect that you said it kind of feels like it's going to be fun and that type of thing, because I'm literally at the tail end of my tolerance of the business. So I really – because, again, it has served me well when I've done – 100% commission sales jobs and different things like that, where you can go in, bartend, you know, make a few hundred bucks a night, and then just, you know, and not have to take it home with you. So I'm literally, go ahead.
I'm sorry. No.
I'm literally at the end of my patience with this profession.
No, I think you're just going to sit back. You're going to have a blast with this. I mean, I would just really
awesome.
See you just, you know, I mean, I just really, God, I wish I could be there. It just feels like this is going to be lucky. And I think it might lead you to a couple connections. What are you going to be doing at the restaurant?
Probably bartending and serving.
Okay. All right. It's kind of going to be what the doctor ordered. I mean, it's just like, you know, it's just not even talking about doctor. It's just, I think it's going to lead you some places that you didn't think of.
Awesome. No, I'm okay with that. And it's because it's funny with my business partner. It was a really synchronistic contact. And I'm out in California, and we both grew up half hour from one another back in, Michigan. So it literally took us 3,500 miles to kind of connect, and it was just synchronistic and how that all happened. So I'm excited.
Oh, I think this is going to be great. Can I have your month and birthday, just the month and the birthday?
Yeah, 5/29.
Okay, 5/29. Okay, cool. So it's 11. So you get, I don't know. Do you know anything about, numerology?
No. I mean.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I've got a newbie. All right, 5/29. I would say that, this is a great year for you because this is a year of business for you. This is a year of business. Oh, my gosh, this is so cool. So this is a good business year for you, and you have a lot of good intuition. You're an 11, and I'm sure you've had a lot of things happen to you because 29, if you go 2 plus 9, it equals 11, so that's a master number. That's your birthday. And usually people who are born 11 or have 11 life path, they usually go through a lot in their life. But they have – I mean, Jen, who is my co-host, who usually – she's a Cracker Jack reader. I mean, she's just – I don't know if you're old enough to know that reference. But she's an amazing reader. Her birthday is – I think she has an 11 life path. And every 11 I've known has gone through so much stuff. But then they just have this amazing intuition. And, it's kind of like from God's mouth to your ears, So keep following that intuition. I have to ask, when's the year you were born?
I appreciate the fact that you thought I was so young, 70.
Honey, I'm older than you are.
But everyone tells me, all the kids that I work with always pick like early 30s. So I'm like, I'm fortunate.
Oh, you're one of those. You're probably an incarnated angel because incarnated angels do not look their age. So 15, 6. So actually, you're born. Your birthday is, if I'm doing this right, Allison Ballman. I hope you're in the nether somewhere listening to this. So you come out 8, 13, and a 2, 15, 6. So pretty much you're pretty blessed. I mean, I don't think you've probably fallen on your face that much in your lifetime. I'm not sure. I don't know. But 6, you end up getting out of it. You're usually with a life path of 6, you're divinely protected. It's kind of like you've done something really good in a past lifetime, so this lifetime we're going to protect you.
Wow. I mean, it's funny because, I mean, yeah, there's been, in my 30s or before 30, I had a surf and skate shop, an ice cream shop, and a deli, and things like that, and then got into the mortgage industry. So at the crash, I had $800 million in 2 loans going, and that all went away. So it's just like – and then in 2010, I kind of opened up myself when you were talking about intuition as a medium. I had the stuff hit the fan and with business and so forth, and I kind of went through a little crisis, and that came out on the other end. And then I've lived in California for about just over a year, and through that synchronistic contact I was telling you about with the business partner, not only was I was also invited to do help promote a movie in Hollywood based on with my gifts and stuff like that. So it's been really interesting.
I am so honored you called here.
I haven't gotten a payday yet, but it's all coming.
Okay, well look. I'm sitting here doing your pentacles right now while you're sitting here talking. I'm like, well, I'm going to do this. And you're supposed to be – this is probably a karmic period for you right now. You're kind of in an 8 period, which means that money comes in and money goes out. Since age 39, money comes in quickly and money goes out quickly. And this is going to hit for you till age 48, okay? So and plus this is an 8 month for you. So hopefully the gravy train has come. Because you're in an 8 year and you're in an 8 pentacle, which could mean that you're, just just put your it's karmic, okay? Money comes in quickly, money goes out quickly until you're age 48. All right? And then afterwards at age 48 and on, you're going to be in a 13-4 period. And that 13-4 period means you got to work kind of really hard, but if you do the work, you will gain the benefits. All right?
Yeah.
Don't be afraid of your you might have some inner child work to do just because you have a 3 as a challenge. So you may have some inner child work to do. Don't be get that done. Get that done and over with. Please, you know, find somebody, have them help you work on that inner child work. Cry the tears that need to be cried and then just move forward. Because also creativity. Don't be afraid of your creativity. You can really probably move forward in it. After you get over that inner child work, then the creativity will come in. And I kind of just see you blossoming.
Awesome. Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm really excited. Awesome. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. I've got another caller, but, you know, call in and let me know how the restaurant – what kind of stuff you guys going to be selling at the restaurant? What kind of food?
Oh, it's an Asian influenced seafood raw bar.
Oh, I just wish I could go. All right, I love food. All right, I'll talk to you later, Mike. Thank you for calling back. That was really sweet of you. All right, thank you.
Absolutely.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, area code 347. How can I help you?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to know if you see anything for me as far as love life coming up or anything significant at all.
Okay, what's your name, hon?
My name is Tamika.
Tamika, huh? Hi, how are you doing, Tamika?
I'm good, thanks.
Yeah, is life moving along quickly for you?
Yeah, life is moving along fairly at a good pace, I guess. Just some things just haven't happened yet.
Love life, huh?
Yeah.
What again? What's your birthday, hon?
September the 3rd.
See, you know, you've got gifts. I know you have a lot of creativity because we talked about this before. But hey, this is a work year for you. This is a year of work, huh? I'm not sure how, you know, this is that you're in a 1 year and you're a work year. How's the work situation going?
It's going okay. I mean, I just started a new career field, so it's a start.
Okay.
It's something I went to school for shortly, but it's okay.
Okay. What I'm getting is, this is what I'm getting intuitively, that it's kind of all coming to blossom right now. It's all coming to fruition. They're like, wait a few weeks, but I'll pull cards for you. But this is what I'm getting as far as, they're like, congratulations. They said you've done some really good work. They're very proud of you. They're just like, you know, all of I see like a party going on. They're like having a huge party for you. And it looks like it says that I guess there's a new love. Do you have you had a new love or something like that?
No, I haven't had
Okay.
Any.
All right. Well, there is somebody, but you have to know that you deserve love. It's kind of a self-love thing. Like when you start to love yourself, that other person is going to come in to kind of join in with it, you know, which means to go out, buy yourself some new clothes if you can, you know, exercise a little bit because that helps. Work on your kind of your energy, like sprucing your energy up a bit, buying new things, putting on a smile, getting into, they're saying books. So I'm thinking that they're, do you have a bookstore near you?
Yeah.
Do they have like people come in and talk seminars and things like that?
Yeah, sometimes they have authors come and do book signings and give talk about their
book. Go, because that's kind of what they showed me, that you would meet somebody at one of these things. Because there's a new love coming. So and it says that it's a past life relationship, and it's kind of the person that's worth waiting for. All right? So, and it also says this could be the one. So I'm saying that, you know, bring your attitude up there, do some nice things for yourself, and start going to these book things, okay?
Okay.
All right, that's the first thing. That's funny, because as you were talking, they just showed me a bookstore. I'm like, okay, all right, that's, you know, so go to the book, and you might, don't look. I mean, don't act like you're looking, but know that there's somebody there that's probably going to be interested.
Wow, okay.
All right?
Okay, yeah.
All right, I'm going to let you go then, hon. Thanks for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Okay, so if anybody else wants to call in, some people were just so wonderful about hanging on there and seeing what would go on and all that stuff. All right, so what other things can we talk about here? Let me see. For all of you people that are into the angel card business, not business, I don't want to call that business. All right, but I want to call that. All right, let me go over some of the different decks right now because I've got about 6 minutes, and that way if people want to call in, they can. The Fairy Tarot Cards by Doreen Virtue, that is your tarot deck for manifesting. That's kind of, it tells you what you need to do to go forward. So that's your manifesting tarot deck right there. If you want a tarot deck that chats a lot, that gives you a lot of information and is very soft to go after, very soft to work with, I would go after the Guardian Angel deck. The Guardian Angel deck is very chatty, and the energies are very, very soft. And I love this Guardian Angel tarot deck. It looks kind of Victorian. She did a really good job on that. Your angel tarot deck is a kind of, there's no bad images in that or anything like that, but your angel tarot deck, that's kind of the one I use the most. Archangel Power tarot cards, they are your manifesting ability, and I would definitely, you know, if you're looking to manifest, Archangel Tarot cards are the best ones to go for. Let me see. If you're looking to write a book, I love Archangel Gabrielle's Doreen Virtue's cards on Archangel Gabrielle. She is the angel of messages and the angel of children, and I think that there's a lot of, you know, good things in the Archangel Gabrielle deck. There's a couple decks I wanted to look at because I think there's things I didn't know. The past life deck that she has worked on with Brian Weiss. When you're pulling cards for a client, if you want to see the basis of the situation, you go through Doreen Virtue's past life deck, and that will give you one card, the basis of the situation. Now, if you find that past life, and they're talking about, you know, this past life supposedly from Asia, another past life from here, from there. You can do her past life regression CD, and that will start pulling up in your dreams a lot of information so you can disconnect from that past life. I think that the past life deck is a great thing. She has another one called Angel Dreams, and Angel Dreams are... That's kind of an esoteric deck, and that was done with her daughter Melissa Virtue, or daughter-in-law Melissa Virtue, and that's another one that you would only pull one card for. I really, really love that deck. For, you know, life purpose cards are one you would only pull one card for. And let me see what else. Angel Answers, yeah, you would probably only pull one card from that deck. So I hope that you all are able to, you know, get your dreams and your manifestations out there. Remember, work on that heart wall. If you have any inner child work that needs to be done, get it done. It's with that open and joyful heart that you are able to bring your manifestations to fruition. And if you have a heart wall around there, or if you know, if your heart's closed off, if it's unforgiveness, fastest way to stop your manifestation is have unforgiveness. I mean, that's just because basically we're all one. So, and I know this is much easier to say than it is to do, but if you're not forgiving someone else, you're not forgiving yourself. That's the kind of way it goes, is if you don't forgive someone else, you don't forgive yourself. She had, I think I was listening to her Lightworker's Way, and one of her meditations, it said that we are all like leaves on a tree. And if you hurt one leaf, you hurt the rest of them. So there's a lot of metaphors between us and a tree. You know, like our lungs are like the leaves on a tree, and we're all like leaves on a tree. And we're all, you know, this is just kind of a dream we're in. We're not really disconnected. We're really, really connected. And the thing of it is if you don't forgive somebody, that unforgiveness, it hurts the other person and it hurts yourself too. And we, you know, we want to keep those. The more you clear yourself, the more psychic you become. The more you can see things, the more you have intuitions, because we're all psychic, and the more you can, you know, kind of make your way through life. I mean, the easier it becomes. All right. So do we have any more callers? It's 11:19. I think that's about it for tonight. All right. I love you all. And oh, by the way, we're not going to be here for Easter. We're not. April 16th, we're both taking the night off. We will be here next week. And we hope to see you then. We love you all. All right. Goodbye.